APAMADA's programmes and facilities are supported through your generosity. Your support really does make a huge difference. You'll find a link for contributions on the website at apamada.org/contribute. Thank you so much.
Our Dharma talk this morning is by Sandra, our head student.
Good morning.
And as we begin, I'd like to, on behalf of the teachers here and all of the Sangha, welcome you to the teacher's seat.
Y queríamos darte la bienvenida de parte de los maestros y también de parte de la Sangha.
Thank you for serving as head student and for your teachings that you bring to us today.
Muchas gracias por ser head student, por ser la estudiante principal y por dar este Dharma talk today, esta charla del Dharma hoy. Muchas gracias.
Thank you so much. Muchas gracias. So that will be easy. Probably I'm going to do my Dharma talk in Spanish. Nobody understands. Yeah. Only Nelly and Lori.
And Nelda.
And, oh, Nelda. I didn't know that. And Anne. I know Anne speaks some Spanish. So. Okay. So I know this is a little, thank you for accepting me to be a head student and to be part of this role. It's another form too, that is that has different levels and imply different things in me, and it's made me thinking about everything, what is really my role as a head student. So one of these is to give this Dharma talk. So just pardon me a little bit, and I have a strong accent, so I'm going to go slow because my tendency is going fast, so that way I can finish quickly. So it's really nice to see all your faces in the sendo, in online, and especially to have Peg and Flynn here. It's just a treat, really. I can just feel my heart and my body to be so much joy with this. So I would like to start with a poem by Robert Hall. So within the body you are wearing now, inside the bones and beating in the heart, lives the one you have been searching for so long. But you must stop running away and shake hands. The meeting doesn't happen without your presence, your participation. The same one waiting for you there is moving in the trees, listening on the water, growing in the grasses, and lurking in the shadows you create. You have nowhere to go. The marriage happened long ago. Behold your mate. So I've been just thinking a lot about, I'm going to talk more the embody of the form. So our practices start in the body as we work, bringing awareness to our forms and breathe. So what is embody present? It's an invitation again and again to soften, to settle, to relax, to open up to what is here when we are driving along by our habitual thinking patterns. We are holding those tensions. A free body is a relaxed body, an open body. This is by Martin Edwards from The Power of Not Thinking. As we know, neuroscience just evolved since recognizing now that the body and mind are intertwined. So I remember when I was long time ago in medical school, the way I learned is the mind is the chief of the body. And it's this separation. We're always thinking very separate. And this, after all this time now, is body-mind, this interconnection. So before I would like to describe what is this embodiment, thing we are more familiar with that. Willa Baker, another writer, I liked her definition. Say it's a way of being that filters out the signals received from the body in the present moment in favor of attention focused on our inner world. It takes away from ourselves our interdependence with the planet and all living beings. So this reminds me what Flynn was expressing yesterday when one of the members were talking about how is the impact in her, the exercise, and she was doing the movements with her hands. And Flynn and Pei were saying, it's not only here, it's here outside. So what came to me was this homeostasis. So the homeostasis, what happened in the body, is, you know, it's all those chemicals, hormones, temperature, everything that works in the body is constantly adjusting to respond to the change that is happening inside of outside your body. So for me, that homeostasis happens constantly in ourselves, not only in our body, it's with me in this moment with you, what is happening in my body right now, the nervousness, the trying to be here present. It's my parts in here, oh, you're acting, you know, now that I'm from the school, so you are going to hear all this, the voice for the school. So it's all this, no? And it's at the same time, I start listening, I be very present what's happening in my body right now. And I adjust, my whole system is adjusting with you, with me, with everything that is around me. So this is this homeostasis constantly is happening. And we can listen that and be aware. Well, I should say we can be listen that when we are aware of that. When we are aware of that homeostasis, what is my impact to all of you? And what is the impact of all of you in this moment to me? Because we know now that we are constantly affecting each other in everyday life. So, and the forms, not only in the sendo, but in what I say in our everyday life, is this awareness of the interconnection of body, mind with everything, relationships, environment, all beings. So when I start doing this and start coming, the first thing comes to me to mind was the first time that I started doing these forms in the sendo. So the first time I remember this, I was just in the beginning. And I think Peg told me about if I can do the rolling down practice, you know, is the hand, when we use the hand in the morning, we will start it, and it's the rolling down. So I was so nervous. So I never done that. I hear it. And so she sent me to do that. And, you know, the first thing is the mind is very active in that moment. The mind trying to learn how to do that, how to do that form. And immediately the body gets very tense because it's nervous. It's something new. And doesn't know how it's going to do. And the conditions are coming here in play. Can I do this right? If there is a perfectionist part, or is a part that doesn't feel that it can do this. So I remember that very, very clear, how much that can affect even though that practice. Because it's one of the practices that I really like a lot when I sit and listen to that rolling down. And I can feel in my system when the rolling down goes slow and smooth and has this flow, I can feel that my body started immediately preparing for that stage of relaxation and connection with my cushion and connect with the earth and to be present and just to do practicing what Flynn was saying, all those postures. And I noticing when the rolling down goes fast, I can feel the agitation in my body. And this is coming over time. But the time that I was doing that, I remember I was trying to, the 1, 2, 3 seconds, mine was 1, 2, 3. So you're like going fast. and all this tension that was, so that came to my mind. I said, wow, I remember that. And in that moment, the body, the mind is the one that's acting, not my body. The mind is completely doing this tension and these conditions. But the more we practice, the more we pay attention, and the more we are aware and be completely present with that form, it just start happening little by little. It's just practice. And probably still making mistakes. And I remember Peg very clear, is if you make a mistake, that's okay. So that's bring this freedom in my whole system, because I grew up in, when you grow up when you're little, that you need to do this, you need to do that, this, you don't do this, this is going to happen. So being here is like this freedom of, it's okay if I make a mistake. So when we are aware in that moment, for me, I learned little by little to start listening more my body. And that when that does happen, to listen my body, is when I really put attention on what's happening right now in that moment, in every form that I'm doing. Even in this moment, when I'm doing this talk, I'm very aware. And your attention that is here, is in there. The nervousness is settled down, and I can feel more like pressing and more open to everybody of you, every of you. And the parts that they're chatting there about, worry about my accent and my language is no more there. So little by little, my body starts settling down in here, this moment with all of you. So I can just start feeling that really very, I should say, it's no more the sensations that are in there. It's just more this homeostasis, what we're talking about, that I can feel this interconnection with all of you in this moment right now. And in this gap, in this moment, in this silence, that I intentionally stop for a second. I can feel that energy of this care and love with each of you. So when we are doing so other forms has an impact to others. So that's the other part. It's like here, for me, it's how do I impact when I'm sitting, not only in my system, but it's in everybody's system. It's not only online, it's in everybody of you that are in there. We impact each other. So it's that's when it's very important, the full present, what we are doing in our forms, in our sitting, with care. Because we are interconnected when we're standing, when we're sitting, when we're walking. So there is a beauty in the sendo, which all these different parts that came to mind the first time I was in touch with Zen Buddhist, because I used to practice another kind of meditation many years. It was in Virginia. I was looking at a place to meditate. It was very small sendo, probably 4 people. And I got very scared because when I go in, it was all this rigid posture, everybody on the wall, and everybody was black, wearing black clothes. And I would say, okay, this is too much for me. And years later, I come to Appomattox, and there was this, it's the same, this that rigidity. And I know it's not rigid, but it's my whole, my own condition that was reacting to that. No, there's parts really for me that I'm working with that, and that's that reaction. But little by little is the caring of the people, the interconnection on everybody, the caring of fake, of fleeing, and every member. When I started going to Appomattox, that made me welcome. And it's, in a moment, was I was walking one of those intensive walking the road, and I start feeling this, oh, I'm home. I really find home in the state. And it was through Appomattox and through this practice. So when I walk in the sendo and see the beauty of those, the place, and the beauty of everybody, if we all walk our own way, it will be so beautiful. It won't be so beautiful. You know, if we walk everybody in our own way. But when we have a way to harmonize with one another, homeostasis, we feel the beauty of our inner connectedness. And we feel the rhythm and shape our own being together as one body of practice. And this beauty inspires me. And that's what we do the kinching, you know. It's not only you movement, it's not only you kinging. It's all kinging, it's all movement. And when we're sitting in the sendo, it's the same. It's not only me sitting there for whatever intention I have. That, again, this homeostasis, it permeates who is next to me. Here I'm in my own room, but I can feel that I can affect and permeate it with each of you, with everything that I'm talking and saying. And it's not only with my talks and my words, it's with my presence. It's through my body that I'm connecting with each of you. And what I sense is in here, and that's important. If I feel tense, if I'm getting like all tired out, that's what I'm transmitting. But if I just relax, and I trust, that's what I talked last Sunday about, that trust. And not trust about what I know here, when I'm talking, what I'm going to talk. It's about trust about what I learned, what is coming through me. And what is coming through me is from my heart going through you, from all this time of practice, sasing with all of you in different ways. And this goal and this practice just come in the same forms, comes to me in everyday life. One of the things that I love is hiking and being in nature. And normally when I go to the nature, in nature is try not to feel, and I didn't realize that, but it's a form, talking now with form, because normally I don't use any headphones, I don't really, I'm trying to be with, again, that homeostasis, and trying to be in touch with all my senses, to be open. And even flinches say that the pores, you know, the pores of your skin. And the Qigong talks about this energy when all the pores of you, with your skin, you allow them to be open. So we allow to all our senses to be open. See what is happening there in that moment I'm doing my walk, my hiking. And the mind is going to be disturbing, is what mind does. But in those moments that I can be present with everything, I can just noticing that impact is happening in my body. And the impact I have with this caring about the flowers, the grass, the birds, the wind, everything is that constant, and we are that we are feeling what I'm feeling when my what is listening what my body is having the experience in that moment. So what the embodiment is when we drop down from our thinking into the feeling body. We feel embodiment when we are in touch with this moment. We are really here now. How we embody the forms, curiosity, listen deeply what our body knows and trust. So a lot of times people ask me, how do you listen? What do I listen my body? It's putting attention. My attention from the thinking mind into the feel of the feeling and perception that is happening right now. The more I do it, the more I can listen my body. Not always so. So in the morning is normally try to stretching out, do a little Qigong. And that's for me is an important start my day, help me to be grounded. So the groundedness, another part is the same when I walking, hiking, when I sitting. And Flynn talk a little bit about the posture. It's just feeling the connection of my body with the earth. And when I feel the connection of the body and my earth, I connect with the universe through these two points. And the body is not stiffness, what Flynn was saying, it's really at the beginning, again, it's the same with the hand. At the beginning, the mind is working because it's trying to learn something new. And it's always trying to do this, trying to do that, and the conditions are very active. But the more and more we are working and we are sitting and we relax, the body starts relaxing. And the connection with the air, the body, there's no more stiffness in the body. And we can feel, I can feel some achiness, and there is some support that we have to support our sitting with cushions, whatever you need. And I start getting more help to notice my body with curiosity and care. And nothing, not trying to change anything and do adjustment and just do the adjustments that my body needs to and find the posture that Flynn just talked yesterday, give us all those good reminders. It was a very good reminder for me. And that moment, the body started relaxing. And when the body starts relaxing, I can start listening what's happening there. I like to just to summarize the part, the important part in my sitting, the forms, is the groundedness, and that I do that through my Qigong and the full presence. And in that presence, the mind starts quieting a little bit and I can be open. And with Flynn was saying, sitting, I can feel that sitting upright, going forward, but it's the open of the heart. And I just quiet a little bit intentionally. It's not that I forget my lines. Is that, and it's still in me, the impact. What is the impact? The impact, my impact towards you. And the impacts from you towards me. And for me, I was sitting today and I was thinking and say, wow, we are doing this intensive. And this intensive is like we do very intentional and our teacher remind us, like this time, the forms, where we do, how we do that. And even though for me, just the, oh, so I was doing this something wrong here. And, you know, and it's not wrong or right. It's just a reminder again, again. How do we do our forms? So we weren't doing this intensive. It's just a, that's the reason that we call it intensive, no? Because it's really every day we are sitting, we're doing these forms, we try to do that. And sometimes it's hard for our body. And that's when we listen. We need to use a chair. We need to change our posture. And that's the care that we need to be very attentive to ourselves when we're releasing our body. And the tricky part is when we leave the sendo, how we practice. In the beginning, after the intensive, is very easy because we have the energy, we have all that. And over time, again, we forget. That's the reason we come back to the sendo. We remind each other. We forget and we come back. And this is going and coming, coming and going. So I'm not very aware of my time. So if anybody has a question, thank you so much.
Have a comment.
Mm-hmm.
As I'm listening and watching and just taking in what it's like to have your energy wash over us, mm-hmm. What came to me is like you're the voice of the compassion body.
Mm-hmm.
Like the compassion body is speaking and it looks like Sandra. Does that make sense?
Yes.
There's a certain, and so sometimes even, you know, because I have bad hearing, even if I don't understand everything, it doesn't matter because I'm totally receiving what you're offering and feel gladdened by it and nourished by it and joyful and relaxed by it. So I wanted you to know that since we're not in the same room. For me.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you, Flea. And that's the homeostasis, no? The impact, even though sometimes we don't speak or don't understand our own language, like I can speak in Spanish.
Yeah.
And you will feel the same.
Still happens.
Mm-hmm.
Can I make a comment? Tengo una pregunta, porque estás compartiendo mucho con nosotros en inglés y yo quería decir que una pregunta, si tú puedes enseñarnos como un grupo, cómo decir algo en español, porque has dicho palabras muy bonitas como trust, como pause, como curiosity. Si usted puede enseñarnos cómo decir algunas, una palabra o dos palabras en español.
Can you say it in English?
Yeah. ¿Cómo podemos confiar? Trust. Confiar, estar presence, completamente presence, and tener esa curiosidad en lo que nuestro cuerpo nos quiere decir. Yes, Anne?
I wanted to say how much I was struck by and really appreciate your pauses that didn't feel like you forgot your lines. I mean, I noticed the first time it happened, but it was very centering. It was very grounding. And it was bringing back to intention. So thank you for that.
Mm. So the song is recognizing and throwing this screen saying, do you want to change to English or Spanish?
I was just having a memory, so it's a total indulgence to say it, but the screen is in the corner, so the sun is coming up through the windows behind you in where we're sitting.
Mm.
And remember when we were in Mexico, when you assisted me in the retreat, we had a lot of people, 30 or 40 people, and there was this big platform on the edge of a hill, and the sun was coming up behind Sandra. She was leading all of us in Qigong every morning after morning sitting. Mm-hmm. And we would look down to Lake Chapala, you know, south of Guadalajara, and she would be there, and the sun would be coming behind her, and she'd be leading us. And so I'm just remembering the sun coming up. It's a beautiful
Yeah.
Look.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Anybody else? Okay. Yes, Rosemary.
Sandra, thank you so much. Could you repeat the first lines of your talk? They just were so moving to me.
Okay. You mean is the embodied presence? I think that what is embodied presence is an invitation again and again to submit, to settle, to relax, to open up to what is here. When we are driven along by our habitual thinking patterns, we are holding those tensions. A free body is a relaxed body, an open body.
One of the primary kind of practice points that I have is around my timekeeping in my family. So like, we need to get out of the bath and go to bed, and we need to get to school. And it's a very sort of fraught area of tension. And so I'm really looking forward to inviting what you shared into that practice point and feeling how my body feels at this moment, where there's the tension between the time commitment and, you know, the being embodied, having embodied presence. That's just, you know, that's one of those areas that's often, I mean, I almost want to cry because it's just often like one of the most difficult times of the day for all of us. So thank you. And if you have any comments to that, I
would. that's what I say. It's really, it's just a practice. It's just consistency. And the more, you know, for me, for my experience, my body was talking to me for a long time until I realized that. And everybody has different cues, how your body is telling you something. For me, for example, when I know there is something not is unease in my body, I know, so I need to stop in the moment, whatever I'm going to do. Like, I'm only going to give you an example. We were planning to have a trip with my partner last weekend to Mexico and go to the border. So that was a plan. So, but I was feeling something unease. I was nervous, which is not normal for me. So I was thinking, well, probably it's, you know, crossing the border, going to Mexico is a little, not very safe. So it was that, but no, I was thinking something is there. So we go cross, driving 3 hours to Laredo, going to New Laredo to Mexico, go, because we need to have the permit of the car. And voila, there was one paper, there was not the right one, the registration. So spending all that talking for an hour, And the moment we say, well, we couldn't go to Monterrey to visit my family without that permit, that work, that paper, we need to come back. And that moment when the guy was telling me that was not possible, my nervousness was gone. So in that moment, I knew that my nervousness, something was not right here. And I should check all those papers. So it's so, for me, it's that. So the more you, like you say, the more you, when you wake up, and I normally do intentionally say, okay, what is happening here? How do I feel? And I just listen the little felt sense. And little by little, I can listen more. I can hear them more. So that's when, and I just go with that, call it intuition. It's what is in that moment. If I, something that I feel, I just stop and just take a deep breath. And I hear, okay, no, I need to go this way. And I go that way. And most of the time, it's right. So I don't know if I answer your question.
Mm-hmm. I think that's very helpful. Just keep listening.
Yeah. And the groundedness. Mm-hmm. The groundedness. The groundedness help is to be grounded. And just and even though you feel the tightness, like when you say when I'm driving, oh, I feel the tightness, so just intentionally relax my body. So it's really, it's a continuous practice. And sometimes for men, it's a little more difficult, more challenge. I think because the conditions that we grow.
Mm-hmm.